Then it'll come to order. All right, we have some messages first from the House.
From the House of Representatives, March 6, 2014, message number 304, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate File 11, Appropriations for the Legislature. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 51, noes 3, excused 6.
Is that it? One more.
From the House of Representatives, March 6, 2014, message number 305, Joint Conference Committee report adopted. Mr. President, Senate File 39, Grand Teton National Park transfer of state lands. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 53, noes 1, excused 6. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Signing of enrolled acts. Senate Enrolled Act 67, being original Senate File 100.
Senate Enrolled Act number 67, being original Senate File 100, and act relating to the Business Ready Community Program.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act 67, being original Senate File 100. I have so signed. Senate Enrolled Act 68, being original Senate File 11.
Senate Enrolled Act number 68, being original Senate File 11, and act relating to appropriations for the legislature.
About to sign House or Senate Enrolled Act 68, being original Senate File 11. I have so signed. And Senate File Enrolled Act 69, being original Senate File 39.
Senate Enrolled Act number 69, being original Senate File 39, and act relating to state lands.
About to sign Senate Enrolled Act 69, being original Senate File 39, the Christensen Act. Sold to the highest bidder. $100 million. House Enrolled Act 59, being original House Bill 15.
House Enrolled Act number 59, being original House Bill 15, an act relating to business entities.
About to sign House Enrolled Act 59, being original House Bill 15. I have so signed. And that is about it, isn't it? Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I was back here cleaning up my desk, and the staff attorneys wanted me to remind everybody that all conference reports have to be in by 2 o'clock. Sorry about that. Having said that, Mr. President, I move that the bills currently pending before the body in the 62nd Wyoming State Legislature budget session not be carried over to any future session.
Mr. Minority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I second the motion of the Majority Floor Leader and want more lines in the next script.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No? By your vote, the motion is passed. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I move that the House of Representatives be informed that the Senate of the 62nd Wyoming State Legislature budget session has completed its business and is ready to adjourn.
You heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Motion's carried. I'm directing the Senate Chief Clerk to inform the House of Representatives that the Senate 2014 budget session of the 62nd Wyoming State Legislature is ready to adjourn. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, I move that a committee of two be appointed to inform the governor that the state has completed the business, its business, and is ready to adjourn, and to escort His Excellency, the governor, and the first lady to the Senate.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion's carried. Senator Perkins and Senator Kraft, please inform the governor that the Senate has completed its business and is ready to adjourn, and escort the First Lady and His Excellency, the Governor Matthew H. Meade, to the Senate chamber. The Senate will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel.
Be careful, or my light's on. go see your son?
We are.
Good.
About the snow there still.
Is there? I just don't think the weather's about right now, but
anyway,
it takes a while for that snow to get off up there, doesn't it?
It goes on about October 10 o'clock to go.
So, come to order. Please rise. Governor Meade and First Lady Carol Meade, we welcome you to the Senate.
Mr. President, Senators, thank you for having me. I'll start with a bit of very, very good news. As I watched the clock today, and as I was told maybe Tuesday, you would all be done on Wednesday, and I was told on Wednesday, certainly early Thursday morning, and as the clock wound up and up and up today, the length of your time working shortened my speech. So very good news. What I tell you, honey, they love me. They're just so, Mr. President, thank you for giving me this time. Let me just say, really appreciate your work, and I've said this many times, but it bears repeating. You know, we are well served by having a citizen legislature, and you all work incredibly hard. I know those first week and opening days. There's many receptions to go to, and I try to hit a lot of them. And I know there was a lot of nights I had the room to myself because I was the only one from government at a reception because you all were working very late. And I want you to know I spoke well about all of you while I was there. But I think it's a sign, and we had some bill signings today, and on a couple of them, as you know I do, I ask the sponsors of the committee or the chairman of the committee to explain how it came about. And I would tell you that it's not a rare story in Wyoming to hear that a citizen came to me and said, here's an issue and let's address the issue. And what a wonderful thing that an individual in Wyoming can say, here's a problem. They can come to one of you, and the next thing they know, in short order, you all have addressed the problem. So congratulations. We're proud to have a citizen legislature. And while we'll have agreements and disagreements, it is the best form. And I thank you all for the sacrifice you make in getting a job done and doing it well. I want to thank you also. I'm very excited about the budget, and I want to thank the Joint Appropriations and the Chairman Bebout, for your work on that. Again, it shows agreements and disagreements. But what I see and what I said in my State of the State is if we consider all that we have in Wyoming, from our water to our wildlife to our minerals to our ag to our tourism, we know we're fortunate. And we also know that it is not by accident that we are in a fortunate place with regard to revenue and the quality of life we have. And we know that for that to continue and that to build, we have to continue to invest in Wyoming. We are proud to have the savings and permanent savings. We're proud that we have a very large rainy day fund. But we also know this, that if Wyoming was a stock, would we want to bet on anybody else? Would we want to invest anywhere else? Because not only do we have those things, we have great citizens that day in and day out do amazing work around our state and make our state strong. Let's invest in Wyoming, and that is all what you have done. We see from the local government funding of $175 million that we are making our towns and counties strong. And in doing that, we know that's where the jobs are, that's where people live, and if every town and every county is strong, Wyoming too will be strong. So thank you for that. I want to thank you for the support of the Unified Network. I just read, as I was waiting patiently, that the United States is middle of the road in terms of internet speeds. And this is the country that, you know, developed the internet. But in Wyoming, we're moving forward. The Unified Network will allow us to achieve greater speeds, greater capacity, and allow us to have redundancy. And I can tell you that as we talk to very large tech companies, they say this is the way to go. And Wyoming, smallest state by population, is a leader in that. And I thank you for that. You invested in state buildings, whether it is a state hospital or Life Resource Center. When we commit to take care of those people, we have to do it in a way that provides good care and safe facilities. And as you all know, they don't often have a big constituency that speaks up for them. And so we have to watch after that, and you all have done that by your commitment to invest in safe facilities. We recognize that energy being our number one provider of revenue, that we have to continue both on coal, oil, gas, all of it. We have to make sure that we're doing what we need to do to be leaders and solving problems. The Integrated Test Center is a wonderful thing because what it says not only to the Wyoming citizens but to the rest of the country and the world that we think coal is part of our today, part of tomorrow, and part of our future, and rightfully should be so. And we will take steps and put our own money in to make sure that science and technology is at the highest level so that for now and for years and years to come, coal will be part of Wyoming and part of the energy portfolio for this country and many parts around the world. You all invested in the University of Wyoming and the community colleges, and I would say it was a very good year for community colleges. And we take pride in that because community colleges in Wyoming, I think, are a great, great asset. They are strong and getting stronger. University of Wyoming, really appreciate what we're doing there now with regard to building up the School of Engineering, building the school generally, and we'll see in short order the continued benefits of that. DD waivers, that's always tough, I know, because we're conscious, we are conservative, but we also recognize we are a state that wants to make sure those who need our help, and it's legitimate help, that when we can, we do our best to provide. So I appreciate you all moving on the waiting list. It is a help. I think it is the right balance, and I appreciate your work on that. We had some agreements and some disagreements on salaries, but as we talk about our natural resources, we recognize that we are blessed to have them, but it is the people that do the work that we need to make sure we keep the very best talent in the state working for the state. And so I appreciate your efforts on compensation increases. I will close by saying this. Mr. President, you have done a great job.
Thank you.
And it has been a great privilege. And I know you have we've been talking about you for the last 2 days, but let me just say a few things about you as well. All suitable for public comment. Tony Ross served in the House from 1995 to 2004 for 10 years. He was first elected in the Senate in 2004. He served in the Senate from 2005 to present. He was Senate Vice President, Senate Majority Floor Leader, and President of the Senate now. His list of committees include House Corporations, Elections and Political Subdivisions Committee, Management Council, Select Committee on Legislative Facilities, Council of State Governments, Energy Council, and as you all know, he's had more than a little interest in the people's capital. And, President, what I would say to you is that in good times and bad for 20 years, you have provided a great service, not only to this area of the state, but in the entire state. And for those new members of the Senate, when you think about the service you've provided and the sacrifice, and you add that up to 20 years, you recognize what your president has meant to this state. So, President, thank you for your leadership. Thank you for the help you have given me on so many levels. It has been tremendous. And I am proud to say you are the president of Wyoming Senate, and I am proud to say you're a friend. So if you all would join me, as you have already, congratulating your president.
to make the cut.
And now, as I always do, and you just have to trust me on this, I'm going to go to the House. And you know I don't like the House as well. And trust me, I'll tell them the same story. Thank you all. Safe travels. God bless you for your work.
Governor Mead, thank you on behalf of the members of the Senate for your remarks to us. Senator Perkins and Senator Kraft, if you would escort the First Lady and His Excellency, the Governor, from the Senate. Thank you, Governor. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. That was awful.
Mr. President, I move the following. One, that the Senate's 62nd Wyoming State Legislature budget session adjourn until a date and time which are determined jointly by the President of the Senate and by the Speaker of the House of Representatives for the purpose of calling the Senate and House back into session. Two, that if no such time is established before December 31, 2014, the Senate's 62nd Wyoming State Legislature budget session is adjourned sine die, effective at 12 o'clock noon on that date, and the Legislative General Session 63rd Wyoming Legislature shall convene on the 13th day of January 2015 at the hour of 12 o'clock noon. Three, that the Senate specifically concurs in any identical motion adopted by the House of Representatives. Four, that if the House of Representatives fails to concur in the action of the Senate under paragraphs 1 through 3 of this notion. By adopting an identical motion applicable to the House of Representatives, the Senate of the 62nd Wyoming State Legislature budget session is adjourned sine die.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. By your vote, the motion is passed the Senate. We are now at that order of business. Reading, correction, and approval of the journal. Senator James L. Anderson, will you please read the report?
Mr. President, 19th day, morning session, Thursday, March 6, 2014, Senate chambers. The Senate convened at 10 a.m. Called to order by President Tony Ross. Roll call follows. The prayer was offered by Pastor Galen Huck. Pledge. Yeah, there was 25 here and 5 excused. Yes, not to interrupt. Pledge of Allegiance, the doctor of the day was Jake Berenger in Cheyenne. There was no nurse of the day. How's that? Mr. President, your journal committee reports that the journal of March 6, 2014 has been read and recommends that it be approved. And I have read it.
There being no objection, the report is adopted. Subject to the conditions set forth in Majority Floor Leader Nicholas's motion, the Senate of the 62nd Wyoming State Legislature budget session is adjourned and the Legislative General Session 63rd Wyoming Legislature shall convene on the 13th day of January 2015 at the hour of 12 o'clock noon. Senator Cooper, will you please give us the closing prayer?
Mr. President, I will. Our Father in heaven, Father, we are grateful this day for the blessings and opportunities that we have had to serve the wonderful people of this great state of Wyoming as their legislators. We are grateful also, Father in Heaven, for our loved ones, for our friends, our neighbors, our constituents, and for the many staff people that we have here who have helped us here in this Senate this session. We are grateful for the many friendships we have also made and continue to have here within the body of this legislature. We're also grateful, Father in Heaven, for those people who serve us in the armed forces of our country, who keep us safe and allow us to continue to have the freedom and liberty that we have this day. We ask Thee now, Father in Heaven, if Thou would bless us with a safe trip home to our homes and our various abodes, that no harm or accidents will befall us as we travel. We ask Thee to continue to bless us all during this interim, that we will be able to do the work of the people of this great state of Wyoming and be able to get those things done that will be not only satisfying to Thee, but also satisfying to us and our constituents. We are ask Thee to also bless all those who have helped us in any way during this time and this session. And we say these things humbly and ask Thee to dismiss us with Thy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Senator Cooper. Welcome. The Senate is adjourned. Yay!